When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society, about Trendy Aragua. These are gangs coming out of the prisons in Venezuela, now organized in many American cities. They're extremely violent. They practice a very substantial protocol of taking over territory. Joseph describes all of this, where they came from and their origins and a critical connection to Aragua province in Venezuela. His story is growing. Joseph is at the forefront of describing this. Much more tonight. Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, Trendy Aragua, the gangs of Venezuela loosed on America.
This is a big story for the United States, and it caught a lot of Americans by surprise, and especially caught a lot of law enforcement agencies by surprise because they didn't see it coming. The Trendy Aragua is the fastest growing transnational criminal organization in the world. It went from being born out of a prison inside Venezuela back in around 2013, 2014, to having presence in at least 10 countries throughout the Western Hemisphere, mainly Latin America and the United States. And now, according to our research, it's present in at least 15 states within America and growing. And 15 is a very conservative number. It could very well be more than that. So how do they grow so fast? That's the big question I think that everybody wants to know. And I think the key to understanding that is two things. The first is that they are a state-sponsored transnational criminal organization, that when they were born out of a prison in Venezuela, they were born because the Venezuelan government created all the conditions for them to consolidate power and achieve this kind of status. I'll give you some examples. So this concept of trenes, right, has been around since the beginning of the century. It kind of rose to power with Hugo Chavez as criminality started to increase in Venezuela. And the trains are a euphemism to describe criminal economies that exist in and around prisons. They're actually called cars inside prisons. So there's cars and trains. There was a bunch of trains that had sprouted up all throughout Venezuela based around prisons. However, in around 2013, 2014, when a gentleman named Tarek El Aissami became the governor of Aragua, the state in Venezuela, they consolidated all these gang leaders into one prison inside the Aragua Strait known as the Tocoron prison. That prison ended up becoming the prison that birthed the Trendy Aragua because that prison got all kinds of benefits. When the Venezuelan government closed the prison down last year, they found swimming pools, they found nightclubs, they found restaurants, they found a zoo, they found a professional baseball field inside the prison, meaning that the prisoners were controlling the prison. And this has a lot to do with how Tarek El Aissami designed it. So fast forward to today, that system of using criminal economies to use prisons and communities to blend them together and to create territorial control is what they're exporting throughout the Western Hemisphere. So this is something that the United States needs to pay very special attention to, because when you hear about the Trendy Aragua squatting in empty apartment buildings, or taking over apartment complexes like they did it in Aurora, Colorado, that's a tactic that they learn inside the prisons. They actually call it invasions to capture more territory. So we're starting to see that modus operandi spread throughout the United States, and I think this is something we really have to pay attention to.
big news. Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.